Welcome to Produce Step Up, a podcast designed to inspire you to attain peak performance in your life and work. My name is Joseph Dimoke. Thanks for tuning in today. Today, I want to make a declaration, and that is telling you the fact that I believe we can have a heavenly Nigeria. Because when I talk about heaven, I'm not talking about a religious Nigeria. People say Nigeria is a religious state, and that is largely because we have so many churches, we have so many mosques and different religious groups. It's not that kind of thing I'm talking about. As a matter of fact, if I'm talking about a religious Nigeria, we are currently a very, very religious country. But when I talk about having a heavenly Nigeria, I'm talking about a Nigeria that is not necessarily the one that is run the way Americans and UK are run. But even though America and UK seem to be the world power, there's very little to desire about them, since they have resorted to all kinds of immorality and evil that will eventually bring them down. Countries come down, countries go up. The way they have started living their life, they only realize how foolish and stupid it is to begin to legalize things that were abominations in the past. Now, heavenly Nigeria is Nigeria where things are done as it is designed by God to be done. God is the person that will manufacture the earth. He created the world, he created human beings, he designed the world and structured it to function in a certain fashion. It is as we begin to do things exactly the way he wants them to do in Nigeria today that we are said to have heavenly Nigeria. So when I say I believe in heavenly Nigeria, what I actually mean is that I believe in Nigeria where we go to school and our school systems are run the same way God would have run it if he were on earth. When we go to hospital and hospitals are run the way God would have run it if he were on earth. When I go to work, a government hospital for instance, and the doctor goes to work, does his job the way he would have done it if he were God. Now, I believe this isn't a possibility, even though someone will look at me like say, how do you think this is possible? It may be difficult, but I believe absolutely that it's possible we can have it. And please, let me tell you something. We don't even need the politicians to have it. What we need to have a heavenly Nigeria is just you and me. Yes, what we need to have a heavenly Nigeria is me and you. Now, let me tell you something. If Samsung manufactures a phone and says you should use this phone in this fashion and you decide to use it in another fashion, you are the person that will cry. You are the person that will regret your action. As a matter of fact, that phone will not be of good use to you. You will regret ever using that phone. The reason is because you have decided to use it the wrong way you should use it. Therefore, every single way we operate in Nigeria, we run our country, we run our different ministries, different agencies, and different phases of the economy or Nigerian life, that is not in accordance with the will of God, that is not in accordance with how God wants it to be, then we are running it the wrong way. That is how come we begin to depreciate, that's how come we begin to degrade, that's how come we begin to come down, and come down so low that one at this point in our nation's life, $1 exchanges for 400 and something naira. That's how come we come so low that we are finding it difficult to eat. That's how come we come so low that a certain state, so many local governments don't have a place they are called internally displaced people. And that's what I'm saying, I'm bringing us to again to say, it is very possible we can run Nigeria. We can have a Nigeria where things are done exactly the way God wants them to be done. And this is not so much a big deal. I say again, we do not need the participation of the president, the minister for orientation, and all those portfolios. As a matter of fact, we don't need US aid or UK aid or any of those aids from those people to be able to have it. The very fundamental thing we need to build a heavenly Nigeria is you and me. I'll explain that it's you and I that the hope of a heavenly Nigeria rests upon. And I want to take steps further to begin to talk about this thing. Like I said earlier, there's a way God designed life to be. There's a way he expects us to live life. There's a way he expects us to carry out our activities on the earth. And it's as we do this thing exactly the same, the way he said we should do them, that we'll end up creating a Nigeria that is heavenly. That we'll end up creating a Nigeria that looks like the way God wanted to be. The truth of the matter is that it's a little bit difficult to create a heavenly Nigeria if you are driven by selfishness. I do not think you can be a very positive agent in building a Nigeria where things are done exactly the way God wants it to be done, if what drives you is your own selfish interest and not the good of all. I like to tell you something, you know, selfishness is a very negative attitude, it's a very negative force in life. if you are not selfish, you will still get your own and others will get theirs. When you are selfish, what you do is that you kill other people while trying to get your own. What you do is that you suffocate other people while trying to get some more than you even need in the process. So when one of those attributes you have to drop, if you're a Nigerian and you want to participate with God, you want to cooperate with God to build a heavenly Nigeria, is that you have to drop selfishness. See, let me tell you something. If we drop selfishness and go to God in prayer and begin to study the scriptures to distill, to find out how he wants us to treat business, to find out how he wants us to run our homes, to find out how he wants us to run politics, and how he wants us to live as members of human society, how he wants us to live with people who are not members of our tribe, who are not members of our family, is as we learn these things and resolve to imbibe them, resolve to imbibe them in our workplace, resolve to imbibe them in our lives, resolve to imbibe them in every facet of our lives, that we begin to build a heavenly Nigeria, which is a Nigeria where things are done here exactly the way God would have loved them to do if you were on earth with us. You understand what I'm saying? Now, no doubt we will need to pray to have a heavenly Nigeria. I mean, how can we? I can't claim we can have a heavenly Nigeria by our own power. However, we need to cooperate with God at every point to be able to execute this, since he cannot come down on earth in person to do anything for us. Now, let me tell you something here again. Heavenly Nigeria does not come because you have so much effort or power. And like I said, it's not a product of UK aid or US aid. Those ones will only be relevant if God decides to use them. But the fundamental thing is that when you go to work tomorrow, when you start in a business, when you work with your neighbor, when you live in your family, when you even live in your community and hometown, the way you should conduct your life is the way God wants us to do it. Now, the problem sometimes is that we don't even understand how God wants us to live life, how we want to do this. And that is why we should crave, we should do everything on our own to learn the ways of God, learn how he wants us to do things. It's as we begin to learn these things that we are able to come to the point where we now live out that life. It's a little bit difficult to live out the life you do not have, to live out the life you do not understand. Your natural response a lot of times is a result of your orientation. And you need to reorientate yourself by ensuring you expose yourself to learning of the ways of God for running businesses, learning the ways of God in being an employee, learning the ways of God in being an employer, learning the ways of God in being a husband, learning the ways of God in being a student, learning how God wants us to live our lives no matter what we do. Now, it's as we step out to do these things that we come to the point where we have begun to bring what God wants to do in Nigeria down here, even though we are not going up there. Like I said earlier, no matter how God wants us to give us a heavenly Nigeria, he cannot bring it by himself. He cannot come down to begin to fix that road. He cannot become a doctor. Like, I can't be a doctor on call. I understand that God is a healer, but he will not also become an EFCC man. He will not become the police. What it does is that he uses people, and he requires our cooperation to be able to bring down his will for Nigeria down here. He requires that we understand his ways and go out to execute them if we really want to build a truly heavenly Nigeria. I think at my time is up. Next time on this episode, I'll begin to talk to us about what we do when God sends us to Nigeria to help build the Nigeria with the heavenly Nigeria, and to rebuild the fallen Nigeria. For now, the point I've made is this. Heavenly Nigeria is where things are done in Nigeria the way God would want them to do. And I say that is very, very possible. It's only possible not because you have US aid or UK aid or because you are now the president or governor of your state. It's very possible because you are just a human being who is a member of Nigerian society. If you begin to do your own bits in bringing Nigeria heavenly ideas, heavenly manner of life, heavenly lifestyle and opinion about how to live life in your work, in your life, then we'll end up creating heavenly Nigeria wherever we find ourselves. Thanks for being part of today's episode of Brugid Step Up, brought to you by Brugid World, a human capacity development platform with the guiding mission of mentoring, coaching, and inspiring you for peak performance in life and work. You can download more podcasts and many free contents when you visit brugid.com. To get notifications on our latest posts, interviews, podcasts, and books, kindly follow us on Facebook, Google+, Twitter, and LinkedIn at Brugid World. You can connect with us on WhatsApp with 0810-550-4664.